We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We make up these new phrases based on the new level of laziness in the country. The quiet quitting is this new thing.
I'm tired. I don't want to work. You know, when we were growing up, our fathers used to tell us those stories. I worked 9 jobs, woke up at 2 in the morning, walked to school in my bare feet in the snow, had broken glass for dinner, and we kind of went, yeah, whatever, Dad. This is real now. I'm telling you, man. When you find a young person that wants to work, you should bronze them because it's so rare. Quiet quitting. My neighbor's getting his house painted. Okay? No one can find laborers. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm watching Hispanics. Call it stereotyping, but it's true. They work their butts off. I'm telling you, man. They kick our butts. I'm serious, ma'am. Here's a brick house. They will paint the entire house in 3 days. The fellas get there at, I think it's 7 a.m. He was still painting last night at 8 at night. And the last time you worked, 13 hours. Please. Young guys, too. They smile at you. They crush it. They move on. And I love it when these fogies here whine about, I'm illegal, stealing our jobs, please. Please. They're the kick in the ass we need. Seriously. If you brought immigrants in here, seriously, they would take all the jobs that you don't want. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Landscaping. You know any landscapers? They can't find anyone. And when they find them, they show up high or they show up 2 days in a row and quit. Prove me wrong. It's a fact. Roofers. Have you talked to any roofers? And the Amish, man, they work their butts off. Prove me wrong. Any roofers? Desperate. Desperate for employees. The roofers that have crews that work, from the Honduras. I'm just telling you. Restaurant business. Desperate. Guy called here yesterday. Said 5 guys in Cranberry's paying $21 an hour. Come on. Because you don't want the damn jobs. Hey, man. This isn't crap. This isn't hype. Quiet quitting. You know what this is? This is the new catchphrase for lazy. I don't want that job. No, it doesn't pay enough. Who the hell ever thought that people would be turning down $21 an hour jobs at 5 guys? All they do is complain. Contractors. You know any contractors? They would die for immigrants to work their shifts, lay some concrete, die. There's an Italian guy from the old country. Man, I love him. John. Money, I can't find no one. He's in his 70s, has neck issues, back issues, really. He did cement work at our house, and it pained me to see him work. because he was there by himself every day. Big equipment. I told him, man, you all right? Marty, I'm fine. You come into my house and my wife will make you dinner. He was amazing. Amazing. You know what he said? I cannot find anyone to do the work anymore, Marty. You name the business, ma'am. Truckers, please. No one wants to drive a truck anymore. It's too demeaning. You're right. It's beneath me to make $100,000. Ken Cucuro, one of my boys. Unbelievable plumber. Unbelievably successful. Can't find anyone. Begs people to work. Mark Sorreo. Here's the game for the new quiet quitting. For some reason, they call and they set up interviews. And then if they show up for the interview, that's like a miracle. But if they show up for work, that's miracle number two. But they set up, if they show up for work for a second day, that's miracle number three. And then everybody goes to church and prays because they've now seen a miracle. Quiet quitting. Quiet, lazy. And if you call them lazy, please, please. Young people today are suffering from stress and anxiety like never before. The TikTok videos have pushed them over the edge. Really? Really? TikTok sucks. We have become a TikTok culture. Hey, they can't get anyone to join the Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, nothing. It's a fact, man. And by the way, the ones they get are fat and can't pass the test. It's a disaster. Quiet quitting. Quiet quitting. Prove me wrong. How many folks out there that have a business would die, would love to have immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras? How many? I'm serious. How many? 866-391-1020. Seriously. It's amazing how we come up with this new phraseology to describe lazy. I was at Totten's Diner. Jim Totten's ready to punch a wall. And if he could afford it, he would shut down. Same with Joe Tambellini at Tambellini's. If he could afford to, he would just go to the Bahamas. Honestly, Joe Tambellini is one of the best restaurateurs I've ever had in my life, and he hates the life right now. It's taken the life out of him. He gets a $22 an hour guys making salads quit or don't show up for work. Happens every single week. Look up Jagoff in the dictionary. There are pictures beside it. I mean, man, here's the thing. I tell the Mark Sorreo story. His son, Tony, didn't want to work when he was in 15, 16 years old. Mark would go into his bedroom and he wouldn't wake up. His son wouldn't wake up. He would pull the mattress off of the bed, pull him onto the floor and said, "My man, we're going to work." Tony now runs the bakery. Parents don't do that anymore. They don't. Our kids have $180 tennis shoes. They go to Turks and Caicos. They have friends with B. Jones. They don't do squat. Hey, man, quiet quitting. When you're not quitting the job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond, really? So you're lazy. You're lazy. And I post this, and all these people jump in. Our kids are under so much stress. Really? My dad worked 3 jobs, sometimes 4, and went to night school at the same time. We were poor. My mom used to have to go through all the drawers in the house looking for change to buy milk. Ain't no lie, man. And when we had enough money, we went on vacation, this is a fact, with $50 and a ham. I loved it. Today, kids, we want to go to the Four Seasons. I won't go to the beach unless there's the pool. Quiet quitting. So when I look next door and I see immigrants, Hispanics, painting a brick house in 1, 2, 3. They'll be done in 3.5 days, the whole house. And I know painters that can't find anyone here to do that job.
landscapers, restaurateurs, construction workers, trucking companies. Hey, let's expand that. Cops, nurses, teachers. Quiet quitting. Come on, man. It's the new phrase for, yeah, we're all lazy. Go ahead, Fred.
How you doing, Marty?
Good.
I have a nephew, went to Mount Lebanon High School, graduated like about 10 years ago. And I saw his mother last night. We were chatting about what has been going on with, like, the loan repayment idea, the student loan repayment idea. And she said to me, you know, we knew he wasn't academic. He wasn't. He was one of those kids that had good with his hands, right? And she said, up until the time he decided that he wasn't going to go to college, the guidance counselors were all over him. They were just, like, right on top of him. You know, you got to get your grades in. You know, they were really trying to get him to go. Once he made the decision he was going to a tech school, they disappeared. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, there's a bias out there in education. I understand that.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, come on, man.
What's it serve?
Hold on.
It's
shameful now.
Yeah.
No. It's embarrassing to make 100 grand as a plumber.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. The smartest, and I'll tell you something else. Some of these people are a heck of a lot smarter than the academics.
Come on.
I mean, their common sense is off the chart.
Plus, they work their asses off. I'll get on a list of 100 men that I know that own businesses that work 7 days a week. Maybe that's not healthy, but it ain't lazy. This ain't back in the day where our dad said, you kids are all lazy. You know why we weren't lazy? They made us work. I did not want to deliver papers. Sunday morning, Post-Gazette, dark. About 5:30. I would not get up. My mother came in and said, you okay? You okay? You okay? My dad came in. Get the hell out of bed. Deliver the blank, blank papers. Guess what I did? Deliver the papers. Call me crazy. Here's a little education for you. I love the political rhetoric. MLA will stealing our jobs. Really? Where? 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 Here. Here in Pittsburgh. In Western PA, they're stealing your job. You don't want the damn jobs. What's the difference? This is not a rhetorical question. This is legit. You're smart people, I think, most of you. Some of you. What's the difference between an illegal working a job, let's say, landscaping, okay? Restaurant, I don't care. House cleaning, whatever. Whatever they're doing. Roofing. What's the difference between an illegal contracting, doing a job, and someone getting paid under the table who's from Blonox? Tell me. No, really. They put their kids in school so the guys working under the table don't. These are medical facilities so the guys working under the table don't. I'm curious. And for those of you who think we have some massive illegal problem, you're wrong. On any census at any given time, it's less than 1% of our population. Our immigration problem is a nightmare. We don't have any. No one wants to come here. They don't, man. That's why we have no population growth. Come on. Which states are exploding? Which? Florida? Yep. Immigrants. Texas? Oh, yeah. Immigrants. I know you hate them. I know you think they're destroying America. Prove to me they are. And here's my question, and I want an answer. What's the difference between illegals, let's say Mexicans, Hispanic, whatever, and men and women here in the burg working under the table? You know what under the table is? Come on. Depending on who you know and who you talk to, it's about 25% of folks. 25% of folks. What's the difference? And you know who they are. They're contractors. They're construction workers. The guys that cut your lawn. The guys that put in your sidewalk. Workers at restaurants. Cash only. Cash only, please. Cash only.
How many? They say 20 to 25% of our economy. They're American. What's the difference between them and the illegals that you think are taking over this country? Where? How? Why? Hey, man, they ain't quiet quitting. I know it might be a stereotype that they work hard, but it's true. How do I know this? I lived in Texas for almost, well, the Southwest, heck, Oklahoma. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Texas. I was in Wichita Falls. And I was in Dallas for almost 10 years, but I was everywhere. I was in Brownsville, Texas, right on the border. I was in Mexico many times working. It's no BS. They're the hardest working people I've ever seen in my life. It reminded me of my immigrant relatives, Irish and Italian. It just did. My grandparents, how hard they worked. My grandfather, how hard he worked. My father, how hard he worked. Watching Hispanics work. It's amazing. And I thought about it because I watched the guys on next door painting my neighbor's house. They're Hispanic. They're not illegal. They're working for a legit contractor, but they work their butts off. Ain't quiet quitting. No one wants to answer me. What's the difference between illegals and folks working under the table? You say they don't pay taxes. Under the table, they don't pay taxes, but everybody does. How do they pay taxes? Sales tax. Everything they buy. I'm not saying it's every nickel everybody wants to collect, but I'm saying what we do is we're racist and we're Hispanicophobic, right? They're taking our jobs. No, they're not. If we somehow begged Hispanics to come here, if we somehow begged them, they wouldn't come here because they don't. What's the difference between illegals and working under the table? By the way, working under the table, taking cash is illegal. Sure it is. Tax evasion. It's tax evasion. What's the difference? Is that not illegal? Donna, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, we've talked about this before. To answer your question, I'll tell you what's the difference because I've lived through it.
Yeah.
If you have Joey down the street working for you under the table, no one's watching that. No one's going to come in and raid your restaurant. I've seen what happened. It was 2 years ago, 2020.
Joey doesn't get arrested for tax evasion? Joey doesn't get arrested for tax evasion.
He could, but you and I know that's not likely, correct?
It's not likely to get raided because we don't have any illegals working here.
Yeah, but here's my point.
Yeah.
If you have illegal Hispanics working on a job site, this happened in Ohio. The INS came in.
Ohio. Ohio. When? When was that in Ohio?
2020.
Exactly. It was 3 years ago. Come on. Makes no sense. She finds one, with all due respect. I'm not promoting let's bring in illegals. I'm saying, what's the damn difference? And I'm saying, they'll take the jobs that you don't want. Thank quiet quitting. Love the call. And she's right. There are arrests. It happens. What's the difference? How about the illegal under the table contractors that steal your money? Oh my gosh. I could give you a list of 500 of them. Contractors, unlicensed, cash only. They get arrested because they've taken your 50 grand. I've lived it. I've chased them down the street. It's a fact. It's a fact. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Marty, thanks for taking my
call. Sure, brother.
It's good to hear your voice,
yeah,
by
man.
The way.
We're
not getting younger these days. Question, I don't think there's really any difference between illegal aliens, my opinion. I wanted to ask you something, and people that aren't illegal aliens.
Yeah.
But the question I have is, are you referring to them being illegal aliens or being American citizens? That's the only difference I see, but that's not your...
It is the only difference. He's right. And they're both conducting illegal business. So the illegal contractor who takes the $6,000 from the elderly woman to do her driveway and sprays this black crap on it and leaves, because that's what they do, he's illegal, breaking the law. Yeah. Brother Eddie,
Hey, tall man, how's it going?
Hey, man, are you going to listen early mornings?
Pardon?
Are you going to listen early mornings? I'm moving. Huh? What time do you get up, Eddie?
5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I'm so in. Go ahead, buddy.
Here's the difference, Marty, and you know I love you.
Yeah, of course.
Legal. If you come in Texas, the people come in and then they go back to Mexico. The migrant workers come in, they do their business in California, and then they're back in Mexico. The difference is when you come into this country and you're in Pennsylvania and you're driving down Route 28 and you're an illegal immigrant driving an uninspected vehicle and you kill two elderly people.
So white guys that work under the table that are illegal contractors that steal $100,000, we're cool with that? Love, Eddie. I'm not promoting the hiring of illegals. I'm just telling you, facts is facts. You can't handle the truth, that's on you, man. Plus, we have no illegals to hire. Try it. But you got under the table guys. And by the way, I promote the hell out of union guys. My friend Steve Mazza in the Carpenters Union. I'll hire union contractors 8 days a week. Why? 99% of the time they do the best work. And regarding these fly-by-night, you pay me cash contractors, they're white male Americans. And I'll tell you what, I will print you out a list right now of 200 of them that have ripped off old people in our town. Tens of thousands of dollars. Criminals. Criminals. They don't pay taxes. Try and find them, too. Man, I had to physically chase a guy down the street. He stole $40,000 from a woman. Contractor. Never did the work. It's disgusting. Under the table crap. Under the table. What's the difference? You have this aversion because you hear these political ads. They're taking our country. They're stealing our jobs. Please. No one wants those jobs. They don't want to come here and work. They're not here. It's less than 1% of the population. Prove me wrong. Do it. I'm all in. Now, you want to go out and find me one crime and send me that? Knock yourself out. Good luck with that. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Marty. I have actually 2 points. So before I get to the main one, I want to point out, you mentioned they're all paying taxes anyways on everything they buy.
Sales tax.
Yeah, sales tax. But none of them are paying federal tax. And the feds are who's spending all the money these days. Same. And they really need to go after that. They need to get that money out of these people, which kind of makes a case for the 87,000 IRS agents. You know, go get these people working for cash. Make them pay their fair share. I don't have a problem with that.
Do you? I know a bunch of guys that work under the table. Do you?
I do. Yeah. I probably 3/4 of the people I know work for cash. And you,
true.
By
the way, I don't beat them up. I'm not turning them in. I just know them.
I wouldn't turn them in either. But you know, it does. I have a bad taste in my mouth over the fact that, you know, I work in a union. Like you were just saying, you like unions. You know,
I do.
I pay $3,000 a month in taxes, well, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To the feds. And these guys don't pay a dime. It just kills me.
But is there a difference, ostensibly, between an immigrant who's illegal, comes to your house to paint the house, let's say, versus an illegal contractor who comes to your house?
No.
None.
None whatsoever, because they're all not paying federal taxes. They're all not participating in the system.
They're not.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting it, man. We don't have immigrants here. We don't have illegals here. We don't. We don't. Paul in Ohio. Paul.
Yes, sir.
My brother. Thanks. Go ahead, man. Running out of time. Quick.
Yeah, okay. Real quick. You know, you're using rationale, logic, and common sense, and I love it. And a lot of people, Marty, just don't know they don't know.
Right on. They're just angry. They're just angry. Look, man, again, I'm not saying hire illegals, set America free. No, I'm just saying we hear all this propaganda that illegals are murderers, rapists, and drug dealers, right? Sound familiar? It's campaign rhetoric. But at the end of the day, jobs are jobs, and they'll take the jobs that you quiet quitters don't want. Any immigrants, they don't want to come here. They really don't. It's kind of scary. And I got nothing against folks working under the table. God bless them. Knock yourself out. At least they're working.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.